Question 3. Well, as you know, the Renaissance was a time of unbridled artistic expression when artists such as Raphael, Leonardo da Vinci, and Michelangelo produced some of the most famous paintings and sculptures of all time. However, personally, I am of the opinion that there is, well, some doubt as to whether there is one artist in particular who should be credited as much as he is, that person being Michelangelo. For his most famous sculpture, David, he was commissioned to complete this project after another sculptor, Agostini di Duccio, did not finish the piece. Therefore, the inspiration for this work came from, you know, not from Michelangelo himself, but from another artist. He merely finished the statue. Furthermore, Michelangelo is thought to have worked tirelessly on the Pope's tomb for 40 years. But it is well known he apparently created other pieces during this time in the Sistine Chapel. And, well, did he have to work on this all on his own? In the Sistine Chapel, he is credited with many famous works. Yet, it is commonly understood that decorating the Sistine Chapel required the employment of thousands of artists to complete all of the intricate artistry found throughout the chapel. In the end, would it not be more prudent to view Michelangelo as a kind of great manager of other artists' talent? You know, being able to bring out the best in others. Question. Write a report showing how the lecturer challenges or casts doubt on the key points made in the reading.